finally nail down your Halloween costume, grab a craft beer, and sample some locally sourced treats. That's next on this week's episode of 90.5 WESA Social Club. Hello, and welcome to Social Club for the weekend of Friday, October 21st. Almost Halloween. We're getting close. I'm Sarah Kovach. I am a digital editor here at WESA, and with us is Josh Rollerson, Morning Edition host. Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
All right. Actually, no, I feel terrible. I have a cold.
Aw.
You'll get it soon. It's coming for you.
Well, I feel like I was the initial one to start the whole cold season in the office.
Typhoid Mary.
Yeah.
Patient zero there.
I think I might be. Although other people have had it worse since I've had it, so maybe.
I always assume that since I have little kids, I am the disease vector for the whole workplace.
Yeah. You know, my sister just opened a law firm with her, with another lawyer, and the other woman she works with has a small baby, and she's like, that baby brings so many germs all the time.
Babies are horrible. So gross.
Also, you know, speaking of babies, can I give a shout out real quick to my friends John and Brenda, who just had their first baby this weekend?
Hey!
Yeah.
Congratulations.
And of course, sorry.
All babies are gross except for yours, John and Brenda.
Yes, their baby is wonderful and has a full head of hair. It's amazing. And then we have Rachel Carlson of Yale Pittsburgh, who is not a baby.
Hi, I'm here as well.
Hi.
Hooray!
Hooray!
Yay!
We're so glad you're here, Rachel.
Thanks. Still don't have my Halloween costume though. Sorry.
Are you gonna default to cat ears?
Probably. I do have some glittery cat ears that will probably be making their appearance at some point.
You could combine the cat ears with some other thing and make like a variation on it. Like a hobo cat or something.
Hobo cat.
Or like you.
You know, last year, this is straight ripped from Lauren Conrad on Pinterest, but last year I wore deer antlers and then like homemade deer antlers and made with sticks in the backyard. And then dressed up and had like deer makeup to make me look like a deer in the face. And I was a party animal because I was like all dressed like super nice. But
ooh, that was pretty lame. I was going to say it could be the popular Snapchat filter, the deer like with the big eyes. You could be a walking Snapchat filter.
I'm always a fan of the Halloween costumes. You can kind of like rig with makeup really easily and then like the actual clothes don't matter as much because I feel like I'm cheap and good with makeup. So those always appeal to me.
Okay.
Go Halloween for that. Tips.
Yeah. Hey, there you go.
I know. These are your really, really great Halloween tips. I'm sure everybody already has their costume planned.
Well, speaking of Halloween, do we have some spooky things happening this weekend?
Spooky and beer, pretty much. That's really okay. Ends up being.
You know what spooks me? Bad beer. So I'm looking forward to some good beer.
Oh. Well. I have been up to the Frick as of late a couple times. Have you ever gone to the Frick before?
The Frick Arts Center? Yes.
The Frick Museum?
I have not, but I long to go there.
Well, the wait is over because you can go anytime, really. But it's such a beautiful campus. I just want to put that out there before I talk about the event. I have not spent a lot of time up there, and then as of late, I've been up there a ton. I've been through the museum. I went to Killer Heels. They have a really exciting underwear exhibit next year, which I'm super pumped about.
Hey, hey.
And they just, the grounds are beautiful. They have a cafe. You can do high tea. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous area amongst a lot of mansions that I would never be able to afford. But
can you explain underwear exhibit? What does that mean?
Yeah, I'm a little confused by that too. I hope not used underwear, but
antique underwear from the 19th century worn by
it's going to be the history of underwear.
Okay.
I'm not sure what to imagine exactly, but I'm very fascinated. I would check that out.
Yeah, I know they're very excited about it. And with the success of Killer Heels, which was a great show, I think this is just going to kind of fall into place as Frick making a place for themselves in the entire museumscape of Pittsburgh. I want to like word that correctly because It's been around forever, but it's a really awesome museum that you should check out. So on Friday, they're going to be doing craft beers and classic cars, which entails the Carriage Museum, is a collection / I think additional cars from the Frick collection. So there's a lot of carriage cars and different antique cars from different decades. It's really cool, especially if you're a car enthusiast. I think it would be a museum you'd want to hit up. But for this one, they're going to be adding beer. So you can taste from Apis, Meadery, Voodoo Brewery, Full Pint, East End, Grist House, Four Seasons. So it looks like a really, really great list of brews. And if you head to the Yelp event listing, you can get $5 off too. So it is going to be $25, which is, I think, a good deal for all that beer.
Not too bad. I like all those breweries.
Is this a ticket situation or is it
ticket
just
situation?
All right, okay.
Yeah, so buy your ticket ASAP online.
No, I mean beer tickets. Like, are you, once you're in the gate, you're just sampling?
Oh, once you're in, you're in.
Okay, yeah, well then, can definitely get my $25 worth, I think.
Yes. I think
just
you can,
don't
too.
Have too many and try to drive the classic cars.
A lot of room in my tank.
No. Your tank needs filled up and not with the gasoline.
It's the fuel that makes me run.
Okay, that's understandable.
Yeah.
If you enjoy whiskey, our friends at Wiggle Whiskey will be doing
I do enjoy whiskey.
I know.
It's like this podcast is just for me.
Did you know that hot toddies are a really good cure if you guys are sick?
Oh,
that's true.
Can you make me one? Like right now?
Okay. Wait, has anyone had one? Because I've actually never had one.
I'm not entirely sure what a hot toddy is.
It's
hot, right?
Like whiskey and honey. Maybe there's tea. I don't know.
Sounds medicinal.
I'm looking it up.
Soothing and therapeutic. Or you could just drink the whiskey. Good for what ails you.
I was close. Hot water. That's like tea.
Honey, lemon, and whiskey. That's easy enough.
I can do that.
Yeah. I'm sure you have some whiskey laying around in your house, right?
Almost certainly, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah, speaking of booze, I went to Chicago this weekend. And my nephew lives there. He's a college student out there. So we took him to Costco to fill up on goodies.
Oh, my gosh.
You can buy booze.
I got some Costco liquor. And let me tell you, it's amazing.
Amazing in terms of it's really cheap?
Yes. I actually have not consumed it yet. I don't care what it tastes like. Yeah. I got some Kirkland $13 vodka.
Ooh, Kirkland.
Yeah. Oh,
I got the Kirkland
signature booze all the way.
I had no clue that they produce their own booze, but it's a value.
I don't think they actually probably make it. They probably buy it from other people and then slap their label on it, because I doubt there's like big Kirkland breweries. They have every kind of booze. Like, it's amazing.
If
anybody wants to come over for drinks,
I've
got you covered.
Do they do samples like they do food? Do they do booze samples?
Mm-hmm. Well, they didn't when I was there, and I'd be real surprised if they did.
That'd be a little harder to pull off.
Then that would make people spend more, right? If you were doing booze samples?
That's true.
That's actually a good point. Yeah.
Anyone from Costco is listening out of state.
Free marketing advice.
Again.
From Sarah Kovash.
In state at some point, right?
Hopefully.
Okay. You think so? In our lifetime?
Oh my gosh, yes. Come
on. I don't know. It's moving so slowly.
Are we blaming the Amish? Well, we're not going to even be able to use our...
The powerful Amish lobby in Harrisburg, yes.
We're not even going to be able to use our license in January, too, to board flights. So.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Well, I think we've
got like another year for that. That's not until
2018. We'll complain about that next year.
But starting next year, you can't enter a federal building with your PA driver's license.
Get it together, PA.
Come on, PA.
Anyway, okay, so on to happier things. Wiggle Whiskey is celebrating their apple whiskey release with a weekend full of apple-themed parties at the Barrel House, at their original location on Smallman. Lot of apple activities, apple bobbing, which, again, another thing I've never done because I don't know if I want to stick my face in a tub and try and break a tooth.
That does not appeal to me either.
There may also be like sanitary issues, I'm thinking, if this is a large group setting.
You should
go with your cold
and just see if you can clear the room.
Soak it in.
Well, I would assume that there are people that are very competitive that are totally into this. So if you're into apple bobbing, this is the place to be this weekend. So entire weekend full of activities and obviously some apple whiskey sampling, which I'm not opposed to.
Is the apple whiskey new, or did they also release that last year too?
Fourth year, and they said in the event description, they think this is the best yet.
Oh, I think I bought some in a prior year, so.
It's delicious. Yeah. I have it at my house. Maybe I'll make a hot toddy. Ooh, apple hot toddy. What? Oh, yeah. So good. And at the Warhol on Saturday, we have Night of a Thousand Elvises. Do you know how to make Elvis-I? They spell it E-L-V-I.
I need you to complete that thought.
I believe in the Nicolas Cage film Raising Arizona, they are the flying Elvi. Right?
Well, it's E-L-V-I.
Wait, a different movie?
I haven't seen Raising Arizona.
Nobody knows that one?
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's right. You guys are Coen deficient. I forgot.
I know. I've seen like Little Women from the 90s like 16 times, like no other movie.
Very true. Me too. So E-L-V-I-S-E-S is what they decided on. Anyway, Warhol, obviously cool museum. They're going to be doing a party, which I am totally into at the Warhol. They're going to have a lot of different Elvis-themed activities, including Yelp is bringing Cardamom Salon from downtown, and they're going to be doing pompadours, which
that sounds awesome. Yeah. I have incredibly thin hair, so if they could give me a pompadour, I'd really appreciate that.
Pompadour is like the opposite of what I have. If they could somehow take this and make it into a...
So you have a mullet?
Listener. Yeah, yeah. Is that what I have? Is that how you describe this?
No, it's not at all. I don't know what I was trying to think. Josh does not have
a mullet. It's not a comb over insofar as like it doesn't have that level of intention to it. It's like a really lazy comb over.
Just hanging out.
It's just I haven't gotten a haircut.
It's not comb over esque at all.
Well, since you have not gotten a haircut, maybe they can work some magic and have you up in a pompadour and split.
I need it.
Okay, good. Well, you can go to this. So it's $50. VIP tickets will get you a little bit farther in the $200 range, but $50 is not bad with general admission, and you get to enjoy the museum as well as food, drinks, and like I said, pompadours, and they're also going to be doing tattoos too. I assume Elvis will be making an appearance as the tattoo as well.
All right.
And then also, we have Hometown Homegrown, which is a homegrown event where you get to sample from a lot of different purveyors and farmers around town. Pretty much it's a snackathon for me because I go to the History Center and it's from 10 to 5 p.m. and you get to go roam around and snack on delicious food and drinks from around the area. My favorite being this cinnamon bread that this one company has that's just phenomenal.
Awesome.
So look for that.
I feel like at Hometown Homegrown, I always find really good pierogies.
Yeah, there's a lot of pierogi purveyors. The list is actually pretty ginormous.
Did you say pierogi purveyors?
Yeah, I love alliteration. We obviously have the big ones like Isley's, Chip Chop Ham.
Mm-hmm, of course.
East End Co-op will be there, as well as our wine cellar. And we have a lot of different local smaller purveyors, too. So it's a lot of good eats. You will not leave hungry. And you might find your next favorite purveyor that you're going to buy cheese from or pierogies. Or
I'm always looking for good cheese.
Yeah, whatever always. You can imagine, it will be here at the History Center on Saturday. So check it out.
Yay. Is that it?
That's it.
That's okay.
Wrapping up the weekend.
All right. Sweet. Well, I look forward to getting spooked, having some good beer, and then just gorging myself on cheese.
Sounds amazing.
Amazing.
All right. Thanks. Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
DNA exonerations have proven that some people confess to serious crimes they didn't commit without physical abuse or mental illness. But why? Do police questioning techniques cause this? And what can we do to make sure this doesn't occur?
We have hundreds of cases where someone's innocence has been proven even though they confess.
That's on the Criminal Injustice Podcast. Find it on iTunes, SoundCloud, and WESA.FM.
Pittsburgh.
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 Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.